Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Welcome along again, folks. Yeah, it is Glory Days, PJ and Jim's podcast, but you know that because you're already here. There's a classic example of stating the obvious, PJ. Stating the obvious. Anyway, listen, you'll know if you've been here before. We've got some best bits on the way from during the week. But before we get into that, there was something we didn't get a chance to do during the week. You know, I often create PJ as the Dr. Love, the ultimate agony aunt.
And I wouldn't mind only, I'm the most clueless flipping Egypt there is in the world when it comes to affairs of any heart, never mind my own.
But there was a couple of stories, wasn't there? There was something to do with them. There was a thing about dating.
Yeah, there was a thing, and another thing about pocketing. Do you know what pocketing is?
No, you see.
So pocketing, you know the way there's all these new
words.
Hang
on a second now. Is it Rudy?
Not rude. It sounds like it's rude. It sounds like you said, like teabagging or something like that, but no, it's not. It's not rude at all. Pocketing is one of those new words, like ghosting or whatever. You know those things?
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I don't really understand a lot of that.
Neither did I.
Ghosting, catfishing. And there's probably various other
there's
things.
Loads
I don't,
of other ones.
I don't understand any of them.
Pocketing is the new one. So right. Being pocketed, you got to be careful. I was going to say ladies, but I suppose mostly it is fellas that do these stupid things. It is. But pocketing is like, you know the way if somebody's going out with someone, right?
Right.
And they're, it's all great when you're with them. It's the business. It's all, oh, kissy, kissy, lovey, lovey. You got to have a little rub on your tummy, tummy. And all of that stuff that goes on. You know, when you're two grown-ups.
You made it sound like you were going out with a Labrador.
Yeah.
I'll rub your tummy.
But that's what a good relationship is like, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Making you feel like a Labrador.
Yeah, non-toxic relationships are when you make your other half feel like a little Jack Russell. You know, wriggling around on the couch. Look at you, you're cute. Oh, look at you, beer. Look at the big William. Oh, Stuart. Look at you. Oh, James. You know the way.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's amazing how love scenes in movies aren't more like that, isn't it? You know what I mean? Why they bother with all that dramatic music?
Wouldn't it be much better though?
All you need is George Clooney and. I don't know.
Imagine
I can't even think of any other film.
Megan Fox or someone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rolling around going, oh, look at
you big ride. Oh, you slippy. Oh, what are we going to do? This is great.
Who's a lovely bully, bully, bully.
Oh, give us a kiss on the face. Give us a kiss on the face. Give us a big Frenchie on the face. Who loves you? Who loves you? Who loves you?
That would be an amazing sex scene in any movie.
Yeah, so you know, if all of that's going on in a relationship and it's all healthy and great and you think it's all fantastic and then all of a sudden you realise he never ever puts pictures of me on the social media. He never mentions me on the social media. You know that way?
Right.
He takes pictures of his mates. He takes pictures of football or screenshots and puts all these things up, but never me. Why? What am I doing getting left out of this situation? You know what I mean? Or he never introduces you to his friends. It's called pocketing. That's the new pocketing thing. So it basically means a lad is trying to live a single-ish life while being in a relationship. You know, he wants to play at being single all the time. No,
well,
still test the water, see if he's attracted, see if anybody else wants to go a bit lovely, lovely with him.
Yeah, see if anybody else wants to rub his belly, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, he's not cheating, though. That's the thing about pocketing. You're not actually looking for it. You're not going to do the dirt, but you just like being able to do the flirt. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like
that. Do the
flirt, not the dirt.
Which used to be the normal way. Remember the way years ago people would say to you, look at the menu, but eat at home. All right? Remember that was the thing?
Yeah. Why would you want a burger when you could have steak?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Actually, I
always prefer a burger. Always. Every time. I never understood that saying. You know, why would you have a burger when you can have steak?
I like both.
I do like both, but always a burger. Every single time it comes with chips and dressings and everything else. The steak is grand.
And let's face it, how do you describe a burger? Dirty.
Big dirty burger, yeah. Not like a steak at all.
Yeah, yeah, steak far too refined.
Steak is good for you, though.
Burger.
That's the difference. The steak is good for you. It's much better.
So pocketing is basically just... Is it like it's pretending you don't have
living a single life online.
And basically just as an ego thing, is it? So you're not actually looking
an ego,
for...
An ego, it is,
So it's not cheating. It's not like sort of like taking your wedding ring off or anything.
No.
It's actually
I suppose it's the modern day version of taking your wedding ring off and...
It's the online version, isn't
it? It's the online version of taking your wedding ring off but not trying to do something, just trying to see if people actually would still flirt with you and think you're attractive. It's affirmation. All that. social media. It's all affirmation, isn't it?
Love me.
Tell
me I look great.
Please tell me you look great. And then all of a sudden you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend and you're like, Jay, not one's going to do that anymore.
Yeah, I was enjoying that.
So there you go, for it in a different way.
Wow. And then the other thing was about something to do with dates, was it?
Yeah, there's other thing. So dates are changing now.
Right.
Generation Z, they're all changing. You know the way Gen Z used to, our generation, you'd meet up and you basically, you got twisted.
Gen Z, is he a rapper, is he?
No, Gen Z. It does sound like one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. But you know the way that the app Bumble have predicted, you know the way you turn up in our day and you basically just sit down and have a rake of pints and hope at the end of the night you found each other.
You got a shift.
Moderately attractive enough to lick each other on the face. And that was it. That was a date. It'd give us an old lick of your face. Oh, Jesus.
It sounds very similar to what you said at the start in relation to the Labrador. It's like, oh, go on.
Yeah. Come on, give us a lick of the face. You dirty thing. Yeah. You know the way. So, but those days seem to be gone. Generation Z, they're changing. They're less involved in alcohol. They want to do hobby dates. So, hobby dates. So, say if somebody's good at dancing or someone's good at, I don't know, what else can you be good at? I actually just ran out of ideas of things you can be good at. Let's just go with dancing.
It just goes to show the raft of hobbies you and I have.
I know, doesn't it?
Between us, we couldn't think of a hobby. What's a hobby date? I don't know. Lego, is it? Yeah. Is Lego a hobby?
Telly, do you want to just watch telly somewhere in a public safe place?
Yeah. That's amazing.
So hobby dates are a new thing, yeah. So the people would rather do that than sit down and get a rake of points into them. It's better. It's more healthy. It's more... Everyone gives young people a hard time,
but
this is a good idea.
The whole thing about dating is the nerves, isn't it? Well, first dates. Is it not meant to be the nerves that's the whole Dutch courage thing? That's why people had a jar.
I know, but that's never a good idea.
They'd be dried up and they'd be kind of like, don't know me. I can't remember my name now because I'm so nervous.
Oh, jeez. There's nothing worse, isn't there, than the first day. You know, when you're used to be so nervous. Remember when there was a time? Because for some reason in Ireland, they raised us where you weren't allowed to talk to girls.
Yeah.
And you were in your own school. And you never saw
girls.
You were
literally separated from them.
And maybe you had a sister that was as close as you ever got to a girl. And then when you actually spoke to a real life girl, you were like, hello.
Yeah.
I don't know how to speak to you. I have a tennis ball in my jacket. Would you like to see it? You know, you're just talking stupid shit.
Have you shown up on many dates with a tennis ball in your pocket?
I think I did that when I was young. I think my first ever date. I just realised it was there.
You were ahead of the game on this. You were ahead of the posse. You were light years ahead of yourself. You were showing up with a tennis ball just in case somebody fancied a game of tennis, game of handball.
Yeah,
do you want a game of catch?
Be me, all right.
Again, we're going back to the dogs. I was thinking if the date doesn't go well, I could throw this ball and you could run after.
Yeah,
it and
let's
get
go
it.
Throw the ball around the park. Do you have a bat?
That would be
amazing.
That would be amazing. Do you want to throw the ball and I'll chase it? Or would you want me to throw it and you could chase it?
That'd be the brilliant one. And then she just throws the ball away. And you're like, I guess our date's over then. I guess that's the end of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
throws it over a wall.
I'll tell you something. So that's the new dating world.
So that's the new dating world.
Pocketing and hobby dates.
Pocketing and hobby dates, yeah. They're all behind us, thankfully.
What happens if the hobby that the person is into turns out to be something really kind of weird?
Oh, well, no, here's the list. Look, it's actually...
Would you like to come home and do some origami?
Yeah, well, that's, you know... I suppose that could be fun for a day, couldn't it be?
Do you want to come stamp collecting with me?
Yeah.
Well, what do you have to do?
Just look at them.
We just wait.
Just wait. Oh, jeez. I'm so glad that's behind me. I'm so glad I've done that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, now football or baking or pottery or whatever else, you know...
Yeah.
That doesn't baking and pottery sound like the most unyoung dating things you could possibly do? Imagine
I was
like
thinking we could go
some 18-year-old, 18-year-old going, yeah, want to meet up and make some pots?
Or a
brown bread? No one. It's so like
I was thinking we could get together and make a Vienna roll.
Yeah, nobody does. Yeah, nobody does a pineapple log like me. Let's meet up and twist one night together.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
What a line. What a line.
That's my new line. If I ever end up on the scene again.
Want
to go somewhere to make a pineapple log? There's a good kitchen around here.
That sounds like the dirtiest thing I've ever heard. Right, listen, let's give you a few of the best bits from during the week. It was a weird week in some respects. We did attempt to solve the climate crisis, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had that. We had a brilliant discovery in relation to a replacement fuel source.
I know, replacement fuel source.
Again, I got a kicking over.
Better than a bricket. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually, although in fairness, that expression of shitting bricks might have come into
it.
It
might do. It's perfect for it.
So stick around. That's on the way. Also, there was a big discussion about hygiene, right? You'd imagine hygiene was the thing after the last couple of years or 20 months or whatever the hell it is, that hygiene, you know, everybody would be absolutely on point, A1 with their hygiene. Apparently not.
Apparently not.
We still haven't even mastered the basic hand washing.
Can't even wash ourselves, probably. Can't even do this. Yeah, the basics, like you said.
And then the other thing that happened, much to PJ's pleasure, was we ended up having a chat about dog names. Oh my God, right? I tell you, I don't know if I've ever seen a reaction on WhatsApp. When you let dog people loose,
they're mad, aren't
talking
they?
Talking about their dogs.
I know, I'm one of them.
It's worse than
mad.
Whipping out the what do you call it, wedding album or the holiday
like
photographs or something.
Oh,
they go for it with a vengeance. But there was a few belters in there, I have to tell you. So stick around, have a little listen to that. We'll chat to you on the other side.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I have a terrible feeling this is going to go horribly badly for me. But you know the way people are kind of very conscious, obviously, the COP26 thing was happening there recently in Scotland.
The environment
the
and everything, yeah.
The environment and climate change considerations and all that sort of stuff, and everybody wanting to be more sustainable, more environmentally friendly, new fuel sources, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
This is one. I don't think many people would have necessarily seen this one coming.
I definitely never saw anything like this coming. A town called Huki in Japan, they have started using, recycling used adult nappies to create fuel, is what they've started doing. It sounds disgusting, but it's a brilliant idea, right?
Right.
So they've a rapidly aging population in Japan. More adults use nappies there than babies do.
What?
Yeah, because they're all so much older. So that creates about 1.5 million tons of waste, and it's predicted that this number will rise 23% by the year 2030, when over 65s will make up a third of the population of the country.
Yeah, but no, you don't.
So more
just because
adults,
you get over 65 doesn't mean you're going to automatically have an adult nappy.
Well, it doesn't automatically mean, not a third, but a certain percentage of those people will be using adult nappies.
Right.
And adult nappies in this town, Huki, they've been
more adults than babies
in Japan.
Is that because that's Japan, yeah.
More adults use them than babies use them in Japan, because they older outnumber the kids so much. That they,
wow.
And what they do is they take the nappies. Now the local council have started taking the nappies, and then they recycle them into these 2-inch pellets, and they burn them and they create energy. And they're saying not only that, they reckon there's a way maybe in the future of getting the adult nappies and using them to maybe make cement. Yeah, so you can have
cement.
A house made out of pensioner poo.
What the hell are they eating over there, man? What is going on?
Yeah. So that you can have a house made out of pensioner poo eventually. But it's great for the. It's not as great for the environment. It's not as bad for the environment as burning coal. Burning nappies and poo is apparently much better. So it's actually not a bad situation.
Somebody has just pointed out. Pat, I think it is, has just pointed out that I missed a classic line when you were delivering this information to me, and you were saying, like, they can make energy out of adult nappies. I should have said, oh shit. Thank you for that, Pat. Thank you for that. Anyway, so this is a thing. This is going to be, they've actually set it up to specifically do this.
Yeah, and when you think about it, it's...
So what I'm saying is it's not part of standard recycling. This is a thing in itself.
This is a thing in
itself.
So
you might have, what I'm saying is if you have your green bin and you have your brown bin and whatever else, you might have to have your nappy bin.
You might have to have your nappy bin, yeah. And they collect them from the sort of nursing homes and retirement homes. That's where they're collecting all the nappies from.
Wow.
And they're taking them away and they're burning them and they're making fuel, and the fuel is power in the town. They reckon it makes up about 10% of all the waste in Japan is adult nappies, which sounds really outrageous to me.
10%?
It is in this town anyway. 10%. So they get so it's brilliant. They get loads and loads of energy out of burning the nappies.
That's unreal.
I know, when you think about it.
I wouldn't have imagined that it was those kind of numbers.
When you start banging out the nappies, Jim, I tell you something, will power the radio station for a month.
I knew it. I knew there was a kicking coming down the line. Unbelievable. I mean, like, would that be a, you know, would that be a regular occurrence over here?
Which
the old still? Adult nappies.
I don't know.
I mean, what would be?
I know we're not making the most of them anyway. Think about all that poo that we're not using to make.
Surely it's got more to do with whatever's in the nappy bit as opposed to what the.
Well, yeah, it's
the
made,
other carry on.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's made of cotton and plastic, and they swell up to about four times their size once they're used, and that so it requires loads of energy to incinerate them. Then,
oh right,
and then that's how it sort of works.
Is there a difference between an adult nappy and a baby nappy?
You're getting very technical now. I don't know the difference. I've never changed a nappy for anyone
in
my life.
I'm just wondering why it would have to be specifically the adult version as opposed to the.
I think it's just because there's so much more. More of them.
Oh, right.
I think that's literally it. I think it's genuinely just so much more adult nappies in Japan than there is kids' nappies.
Right.
That they can collect them from the retirement homes and stuff. Maybe they use the kids' ones as well. I don't know.
Yeah, you could probably use the adult ones if you're doing a 5-bed detached and use the kids' ones if you're only doing a small 1-bed
power
and
a flash, yeah. I wonder, that's the question. Like, how many nappies does it take to power a house? You know, for a week.
Yeah, that sounds like the beginning of a terrible joke. How many nappies does it take to power a house?
Yeah, I know, you get granddad in and then we'll see what happens. Although, mind you, there's a lot of people out there that don't need nappies, but the amount of flatulence that comes out, you could already power a tractor anyway.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
You'd imagine with all of the kind of, you know, with all of the kind of stuff over the last... Is it 2 years yet, is it?
No, 2 years in March.
Right,
we're
okay.
Not a million miles away.
Yeah. That you'd imagine that the one thing that we would have got our head around is the old hand washing.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Like, you'd think that was the... I mean, that was the thing from the very start.
Wash your
Literally
hands.
The first thing.
Before it even stay at home was wash
exactly.
your hands. Wash your hands.
So you'd imagine at this stage the message would have gotten in there.
And there's still people out there that just take it out, shake it about and go walk about. And they don't give
Yes, you know who you are.
Yeah, apparently now, in fairness, they're very few and far between, but 93% of people, right, they do sort of give it some kind of a wash when they go to the toilet, you know. They give their hands.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God you clarified that.
No. Imagine going to the toilet, some public toilet, fellas washing his Mickey in the sink. Ah, no. Can you even imagine? No, not that. No, washing your hands. 93% of people wash their hands.
You know, spectacular. Yeah, wow.
After going to the toilet. But only 17% are actually washing them properly. So we're hardly, only one in every five men are the worst at this again.
Yeah.
Are washing
why
their
is
hands
that
properly.
Not a surprise though?
I don't know. Because,
what are we like, lads?
We've all seen it. I've seen it in public toilets recently even, where you go in and somebody's there and they do the thing and then they just, you know those taps, those crappy taps, you have to hit the top.
Oh yeah,
and you only
yeah.
get a certain amount. And you just literally, you know, hit one, wet that hand, hit the other, wet the other hand, and
yeah.
then just wipe it on their t-shirt or something.
Yeah.
Or wipe it, dry them on their jeans and walk out the door. You're like, that's not a wash.
Yeah.
That is
or
not a wash.
The other one, the other classic is, flick on the tap whatever way and literally their fingers down, fingertips down as far as maybe the fingernails, literally just a little bit of that there.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
on
yeah.
the tips of their fingers, like the, you know, let's say the bit that was in contact.
Yeah.
and then as you say, it's either into the jeans or the t-shirt and out you go.
Out you go.
No soap, no nothing.
Yeah, no soap, just a little rinse. It's dirty. Come on, nowadays, yeah, it's dirty. You have to clean yourself up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the hand dryer, people walking around with all the wet hands. You know people that use the hand dryer like this?
Woo!
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
They just
wash
away.
I'm actually
away.
The opposite with the, you know those, you know the Dyson ones. You know, I'm a fan of a Dyson at the best of times.
Yes, I know.
And you
yeah,
know those
you love
when, you, when you get those Dyson hand dryers, the ones that you put your hands into.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Do you not?
No, I don't like them. I'm too afraid of touching the sides and all the
yeah,
time.
The only thing I don't like about them is that they don't last long enough.
Oh, well, yeah, we can.
I'd be going in two or three times there to dry my hands.
You'd be doing the dippy dips, would you? As if there's a big load of sweets in the bottom of it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't
I'd be
know.
Going for that.
I'm too paranoid of touching the sides of them. I'm too paranoid about getting somebody else's unwashed hand goo on my hand.
Yeah,
you know,
because don't they say that the air hand dryers aren't that hygienic? Actually,
they do.
That
say
you'd be
that.
Better off if you could dry your hands with whatever. Tissue or something, or
yeah, they do say that, but you can't win. No matter what you do in this world, you can't win when it comes to.
Mind you, you have to wash your hands properly first,
and it's then they're touching the door afterwards. You know when you're like, You ever see you're in the toilet and somebody is washing their hands and they only do a half a job, they don't wash them at all, they just do a rinse, woo, and then they grab the door handle and I'm like, I can't get out now.
Yeah.
I can't touch the door handle. How many people have been doing it? And then that's the dirtiest part and it's too far away for you to grab toilet roll and all. Maybe I'm just being really paranoid.
No, no. And it's the lads as well. The lads who have no shame whatsoever about it. So you'll be, you're in a toilet and you're washing your hands. You're there washing your hands and they'll come over, Jacks, and just... It's not even as though the sight of you washing your hands has twigged in them.
Yeah.
They should wash their hands. They'll just... How are you?
Yeah,
and straight out the door.
How's it going?
Yeah. Not even a rinsey.
I know. Yeah, and then I feel judged as well when there's people that want to wash their hands, and I'm there for ages.
And you're there with your shower cap on.
I'm there with my top off and all.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Right, as we know, our PJ Gallagher, of course, the greatest dog lover of them all, loves his pooches. And just for the people who don't know, what are the names of your dogs?
I have Wendy and Stella.
Right, now do either of them feature on this list?
No, right. Neither of them feature on this list.
You do have a tendency for naming your dogs in the sort of... The non-doggy names.
Human names on dogs. Yeah, this is all because Pet Mania have done this survey, you know, where they found that the most popular dog names in the country, of course, like I just said, mine aren't on it. But I do, personally, before I even get into this, I love human names on dogs. I don't know why.
Right.
There's something about them, like an old terrier called Gavin or whatever. There was a guy who used to cut me hair years ago, and he used to have a pit bull called Sharon, and it was one of the best names for a dog I ever heard. So yeah, like you just walk around the park going, Sharon!
Yeah.
Sharon!
So it's like an Ozzy Osbourne
essentially
thing. Yeah, going around looking for it. You see, that's the... I just think that the weird thing... I like it, but the weird thing about a sort of a human-y name on a dog is because you're going to encounter those situations where, as you say, you're walking in the park and you're literally turning around and going, Brian, did you just shit there, did you?
Yeah, see, that's a great name, Brian, for a dog, though.
I'd like to lift that up now after you, Brian.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just unusual.
And then you hear some Brian that doesn't know you going, I don't even know you.
How dare you?
Yeah, I didn't do anything. But the top names, I'll give you the top names, really, because there's more dogs in Irish households than ever before.
Right.
You know, since the pandemic, all the pandemic pups and all of that sort of people have gotten dogs that never had dogs before. So it's a good time to do it. So Teddy is number 5.
Teddy?
Teddy, yeah. Teddy is a good name for a dog.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It just conjures up a very specific sort of dog to me. I see one of those kind of slightly curly-haired terriers when
I see
Teddy.
Yeah, that's exactly what a Teddy is to me as well. So Teddy, Cooper, Bella, Bailey, and the number one name is Luna. Luna is the number one Irish name for...
Luna, like from the Harry Potter thing?
Yeah, I don't know what Luna's from.
Or probably just translates to some sort of moon thing.
Yeah, something moon.
Yeah,
Mooner. Related. I think it means Mooner. In its
Luna
translation.
And Mooner.
But loads
Luna.
Of me,
I'm surprised by that now.
I know a few Lunas.
Do you?
I know a few Lunas. Yeah, they're all Bichons as well. Whatever it is about Bichons and the word Luna, yeah.
Right.
They're all Bichons. But also people are getting into Irish names. Irish names are getting bigger, like names like Pooka and Swilla. And Poigini, that's if I'm pronouncing Poigini right, I don't know.
They all sound mad
my
to
Irish
me.
Is unfortunately about as good as my Portuguese, which is not almost non-existent. And people naming their dogs after gods, which I'm all about. Like names like Athena and Zeus and Loki and Apollo.
Wow.
You know
Thor.
What I mean? Yeah.
Thor, come here.
Thor, yeah. And it's a little chihuahua. I always wanted a chihuahua called Nacho. I think that's a great name for a little chihuahua. Yeah.
Although I do like the sort of the, what do you call it, ironic names, if you want to call it, like the idea of calling some tiny little thing Thor sounds great to me.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And have you ever come across like unusual, like of all your sort of dog friendly mates, has anybody got like a mental name for their dog, like a really mad out there name?
Sharon's about the maddest one I can think of. Yeah. I think someone did have a little terrier called Orca, like to say you know. Yeah, like a little long-haired Jack Russell, and it was called Orca.
Yeah, somebody's saying, which actually now that they say it, somebody said, can't believe Daisy didn't make the list.
I think that's very old school, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
so I assume we've gone way beyond all of the stuff to do with, like, you know, the Fidos, the Rovers, the Rexes, all that sort of carry on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're fairly old names. Nobody really calls their dogs those names anymore.
I don't know. Clint is forcing me to play a piece of audio here.
If you want
I'm playing it because Clint is telling me to.
It's when you're talking about the dog's names. I'm on my way to work, so I can't. I can't type. But so my dog is called Ricky Baker. But I was out walking him one day with two friends of mine over a bridge, and this man came walking towards us with his little Bichon, and the next thing he just turns around and says, "Move in, Owen." I just couldn't stop laughing. This dog looked no more like Owen than the man in the moon. And I said to my friend, "Is that dog called Owen?" And she looked at me and she went, "What's your dog?" And I was like, "Ricky Baker." She's like, "Well then, there's nothing wrong with Owen." So that was one of my funny experiences.
To be fair, Ricky Baker is more elaborate than Owen. Owen's fairly normal.
The fact that you have to give it a surname, to be perfectly honest.
It's like those show dogs. You know when you see those show dogs and they have like five or six names, like Montgomery. Houston Gargantuan the Third. And you're like, what is this? It's a show poodle.
Now, you see, that's what we're looking for, right? That's what we're on the search for today. If you can, if your dog name is properly out there for some reason, that's what we want, right? Don't get me wrong. I'm sure all of the kind of Chicos and what else is coming in here. There's another Luna. There's millions of people getting in their little names, right?
Yeah, because everybody wants to talk about their dog.
Exactly. We don't particularly just want a long list of dog names. But if you've got something properly out there for your dog name, let us know, will you? 087-1818-100. Karen sent in a thing saying that her daughter was given a dog, right?
Yeah.
Very good. It was a few years ago. It was unfortunate. Now, I don't know if the daughter gave this dog the name or whether the dog had the name when the daughter was given it.
Yeah.
But it was unfortunately named Testicle.
What a terrible name. That poor little thing. The poor little thing named that.
The question is why?
Oh, why, yes.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe he was a small, wrinkly little fella, you know, who knows?
Oh, dear.
Who knows what he was like?
Right, listen, anyway, some of the ones we're going to hear, have a listen to a couple of these.
Morning, PJ and Jim. I used to have a little dog called Harvey. He was a Yorkshire Terrier and he was a purebred. And on his papers, his father was called Texas Ted Ranger, the third.
Texas Ted Ranger.
It's great, isn't it?
You know you're getting quality heritage there.
You do, yeah. Texas Ted Ranger. What did she
comes
say?
From a long, Harvey. Yeah. Comes from a long line of Texas Rangers. That's brilliant. I love it.
I love that.
Right, what about this?
Hi, I have a cousin who has a dog called D.O.G.
Ah, that's too... D-O-G. You go from Texas... How do you go from Texas Ted Ranger...
The third.
...to dog? Basically just
maybe
dog.
You're not allowed to call him dog. Maybe you have to call him D.O.G. Like he's a rapper.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. The D.O.G., the original,
where's
in the house.
Where's the D.O.G.?
Yeah. In the house.
Right, there's also this.
Our dog is a golden cocker and he's called Moose the Goose.
Moose the Goose for a cocker, that's not a bad name.
Very good.
I love some of the names though. I love the one that there's like someone said Rory was saying he's a big bulldog and his name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you ever heard a name that's more perfect?
Yeah, for a big slobbery dog. I love it. There's all sorts of ones. A schoolmate apparently had a cat. This comes in from I think it's Caroline. Anyway, there's a long-winded story to it, but it boils down to the fact that I know it's not a dog, but it's a cat name. It was called Winnie Wuscat Puscat Chicken Leg the Third.
That's a great name. Love that. I love the elaborateness. I love the fondness that comes from people onto their animals that they have to give them such ridiculous names. And then there's just weird ones, though. Carolyn sent in the thing saying she has a dog called Toenail Rodriguez, right?
Yeah.
And they're saying, what was the reasoning? Well, here's the reasoning. His father was Spanish, but his mother had a foot fetish. Toenail Rodriguez. The poor dog knows nothing about any of these things.
His father was... It's the backstory.
Isn't it? Yeah.
His father was Spanish and his mother, she had a bit of a foot fetish.
And some serious thought went into that, you know?
Absolutely.
Family sitting around there going, is there anything we can do in memory of his parents?
I also like some of the really simple ones. Like John, who heard of a dog that was called Taxi.
So stupid.
So you're just constantly out in the park.
Walk around the
taxi!
Park.
Taxi! Yeah. Taxi! Taxi!
Taxi, here!
I'll give you a lift. No, I don't want a lift. Taxi!
Yeah, where are you going? For a walk with the taxi.
And then the other thing is, as I say, we had a cat one in among the dog ones, and this one, I just, for no other reason than the fact that it's from Emma, and it says, I have a duck. A duck named Sir Rihanna Ganriella Pompington the Fourth.
Oh, for God's sake.
Now, I'm not sure which is weirder there, the name or the fact that she has a pet duck.
Yeah, who has it?
I don't know which one intrigues me more.
Shades of Young Offenders off that.
Yeah.
I will say, if I ever get another dog, I'll name it after you.
Will you?
Yeah, I will. Definitely, yeah.
I dread to think what this is going to be.
Nothing. It's a big hairy bat thing as a dog. I call it Yeti.
Yeah, I like this one. Just finish on this one very quickly. Robin Kildare. Again, it's a bit like the taxi one, right? He said, my dog, I had a dog and his name was Guess.
Oh, for God's sake.
And the entertainment he got, the crack he got from people who would walk up to him and they go, oh, that dog's lovely. What's his name? Guess. Fido.
No, Guess.
No, Guess. Rover. I don't know.
No, Guess. Jim McCabe.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Right, so there you go. Some of the best bits from during the week. Thanks for listening out this week again. And sorry, I just have to say, PJ, I said to PJ there a few minutes ago about something to talk about at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, I was like, that's the end of that.
That was his response. Just do, you know, that's the end of that.
That is the end of that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening.
That is a very fair point you make.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was trying to add value to it, that's all.
What value? What have you been here for? How long has this podcast been? It's nearly 40 minutes long at this stage. And you're there going, what do we do at the end? I'm exhausted.
Right. So on that bombshell.
That's the end of that.
Thank you and good night.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.